So it's like getting an intern to do grunt work for you. That's what AI is. So an intern works best when you give it context, when you give it the resources and information it needs, and when you give it really clear direction.
Welcome to Beyond Clean with Ace. In the world of commercial cleaning, newcomers and seasoned professionals know we're more than just toilets, windows, and floors. We're just like everyone else with diverse interests in everything. And over the past 7 seasons, tens of thousands have discovered engaging, thoughtful, and truly game-changing knowledge here. Whether you're a facility manager, a frontline staff member, or a building services contractor, we're here to help you grow, both personally and professionally. So hit that subscribe button and share with others, because we're all about enhancing lives in healthy, positive, and proactive ways. Now let's join Dave Thompson, Director of the Academy of Cleaning Excellence, your host here at Beyond Clean with Ace.
Hello, everyone out there. Well, you know, I say podcast land. It's just the world at large. You know, this is one of the great things about podcasts. We talk about cleaning here. We talk about anything and everything because it is Beyond Clean with Ace. But you know what? Lately, I've been talking to a lot of people in the cleaning industry, which is kind of good, kind of unusual, because usually I just talk about anything and everything to all kinds of people. But you know, every month, like the first or second Monday of the month, it's Mickey time. So, hey, welcome to the show again, Mickey.
Thank you for the warm welcome.
My wife said something about it. She said, because she used to work at Disney, she says, I'm going to have to go and get you some Mickey ears. And I go,
Yes. That's where we went to Disney for my honeymoon, and I definitely wore the Mickey ears the entire time. It was the greatest. Yes.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, you've heard this all your life, haven't you, really?
Yeah. Yes. I've been Mickey since birth, and I have heard all of it. Although I was named after Mickey Tettleton, the baseball player, not the mouse. So.
Well, you know, with a name like David Thompson, I have had all kinds of stuff, and usually it's like David Thomas. And I go, no, two things. One, I wouldn't be talking about cleaning, and the other is I'd be dead right now. So, and I'm neither one of those. So, you know, Dave Thomas doesn't work either.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Hey, so folks, I told you, we talk about anything and everything, so you never know what we're going to say here on the show.
It's true.
Oh, okay, so take a deep breath here. Founder of the 90-Day Campaign. You know, Mickey, everybody, here we are at the end of another year. Not quite, but we're getting real close. Gosh, we've been doing this for a while together.
Yeah, we've gone through some roller coaster rides.
Yeah, I'll never forget the cowboy thing. You know, I'm sorry, folks. That one was the one I had no idea was coming down the pike. So, Mickey, let's tell everybody who you are, what you do before we get too far into this.
For sure. I'm Mickey Anderson. I join you once a month to talk all things marketing. I run a marketing agency way up north in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. And we work with B2B service providers, much like cleaning industry businesses. So I'm here to answer all your questions and hopefully provide some insight onto how to grow your business.
And this is her website. If you're watching us on the YouTube channel, you know, one of the things I found interesting, Mickey, is it says rock stars. Now, you don't know what we're doing right now, but we have the rock star custodian program in voting right now. And so, this kind of like, I had to clued right into those words right there.
There's some alignment there. I think we've done this together for a while now.
Rock stars isn't anything new. It's something that everybody uses. But, we started this program about 5 years ago. And I just checked the voting, folks. If you happen to be watching and this is current, over around 3,400 votes already in 5 days. So keep those votes coming in. Votes go clear through the end of the year. So keep on doing that, because somebody is going to get the Rockstar Custodian 2023 awarded to them here this coming new year. However, that's not quite what you were talking when you said rock stars in marketing mastery.
Not quite. But it's a similar idea.
Okay, so explain.
Yeah, so my agency, we work with industry professionals. So a lot of marketing agencies and companies out there hire a bunch of contractors on Fiverr or Upwork, and they'll try and get things done as fast and cheaply as possible by random people on the internet. And that's just not us. So we are a high-ticket luxury marketing agency. So we work with people who are committed to excellence, who want the best of the best. And so our team is comprised of actual industry professionals, aka rock stars. And we don't just outsource randomly online. We have an actual team of incredible professionals.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of the interesting thing. You know, you and I've talked about AI quite often here over the last 6 months or so. And, you know, now you're seeing people talk about AI almost daily in all kinds of things, and people are getting scared of it.
You know, I just did a workshop this morning, and I spent an hour talking about AI and how you can use it to grow your email list and create a lead magnet. I mean, it's a tool, and it's kind of like when new technology develops, it changes everything. It really does.
Right.
It gives us a lot more opportunity, a lot more power, and you can be afraid of it or you can learn to use it. And I think, you know, typically fear goes along with the unknown. So the more you know, the more empowered you feel and the better decisions you can make. So if you're feeling afraid of AI, it probably means you need to do some more research or spend some more time with it.
Well, it just means that you don't know what you're doing yet. That's why you're afraid, right?
Most likely.
Well, hey, and folks, I don't mind telling you. You know, when Mickey and I started talking about this, you said do this and that, and I'm like, yeah, well, yeah, okay. And finally, I decided to, and I'm like, why didn't I wake up earlier?
That's most people, and I mean, we get caught into like it's the devil you know, right? It's easier to settle with or deal with the challenges that you have because you know them. And then once you add an unknown into it, it changes things and it can be really scary and it can feel not worth it. That being said, AI is an incredible tool. And regardless of how you use it in your business or in your marketing, it really can give you a ton more abilities, a ton more experience, a ton more assets than you otherwise would have had. So there are tools that can create videos. There's tools that can create copywriting. There's tools that can do all sorts of really cool things for you. And you can fill in gaps where you would have to hire a person and instead use AI or reduce the number of hours you would need someone to use it.
So you did a workshop this morning, as you said, a lead generation, I think is what I heard.
You got it. So it was all about how to use AI to build a lead magnet. So we call a lead magnet, it's like a bribe that you use to get people to give you their contact information and permission to follow up. And so we spent an hour on ChatGPT this morning building a lead magnet and using AI. And it's a really simple process, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Now tell me if I'm wrong here, but you know, as I've learned more about it, and I'm just asking questions so that other people don't have to ask the dumb question like I do. I don't mind doing that. Okay. But isn't this more or less like going to the library?
I would say, so we have a saying when it comes to AI or ChatGPT in our agency, and we've nicknamed it the intern. So it's like getting an intern to do grunt work for you. That's what AI is. So an intern works best when you give it context, right, when you give it the resources and information it needs, and when you give it really clear directions. But again, it's not the finished product. Usually an intern gives you a rough first draft, and then you come in and edit and revise. And that's what you use AI for when you're building a lead magnet.
So, but it's a larger collective instead of just a person and one viewpoint. It's a collective of all kinds of viewpoints. But the more, as you said, I learned through your help, the more information I give it, the better it gives it to me.
Well, and you can specify what type of information or what type of person you're writing for. You can specify exactly what viewpoint or what you want to get out of it. And so it can absolutely pull information from all over the internet, but it curates it and collects it based off of what you ask for.
I had a question from somebody, because I'm now starting to work with a lot of these cleaning companies that are kind of getting new to marketing. They've been doing the cleaning and they're understanding that they need to do this. And so they're dabbling with a few videos and a little LinkedIn post and stuff. And he was talking to me, says, Will it learn like somebody that I hire?
So not in particular. It's typically going to stay an intern. That being said, you'll learn how to use it better. And if you give it context within one chat, so you can have multiple chats open in ChatGPT. If you have one chat where you're continually building on that conversation, you're giving it context, you're giving it information, it's going to use whatever you give it in that chat as it goes through the process. So it is going to get better and learn as you give it information. But ultimately, again, it's like an intern.
So where do you believe that... Let's say, you know, because I've been talking with a lot of cleaning companies lately that are between 2 to 7 years old. They've got enough going now that they realize they're getting close to that ladder to move up and get a little bit larger. When do they quit using the AI and hire you?
Well, they wouldn't quit using the AI and hire me. They would continue to use AI, but they would leverage okay. me to help use it better. AI all of the time.
So that means take what they've got and have you work with it.
Exactly. But also know that, you know, there's a limitation. There's two places where most businesses, especially B2B cleaning businesses or service businesses, fail. The first is strategy. They don't have a strategy. They have a bunch of stuff that they do. So I create social media posts on LinkedIn. I have a lead magnet. I have this. But they don't work together in an overarching strategy to help acquire new customers and keep them longer. So that's part one. Part two is execution. They're inconsistent and they just do random stuff here and there when they can. And so they might use AI for both, but they have an incomplete solution because they're probably not going to be consistent or they're not going to have a great strategy. So you would bring someone in like myself to come in and help build that overarching strategy, tell them which tools and tactics to use, and then help make sure that it actually gets done.
So do you want to be involved at the start or somewhere in the middle help?
Our typical business, like our agency clients typically have been running for at least 3 to 5 years, oftentimes longer. We don't usually work with startups because most of the time they don't have a proven offer. They don't really know who they're working with and they're not really set with enough money to invest into their marketing. Most of those businesses need time in to practice, to try, to see what works the best for them and to understand their customers better. And so we'll come in around the 3 to 5 year mark typically and help assist them.
So, you know, as I work with some of these folks, I'm like, is there a list of do's and don'ts, things that you know, with social marketing that you really just don't do? And I don't know that I've seen that list.
The only thing that we typically, I would say, don't do, we have outsourcing partners. So I have agency partners who we'll work with if there's something that a client needs that we don't do. We have a trusted referral network and people that we work with. So say, for example, a business needs a brand new website. We don't build websites, but we work with a partner agency who can do that. We don't work on TikTok, but if you do want to work on TikTok, we have a partner agency that can tackle that for you. And so it's all about who you know and the credibility and expertise that they can curate for you.
You know, I've got one guy that I just talked to recently, and I mean, you know, he's got a killer business, and I got to tell you, it was pretty cool. But then I saw some videos that were put out, and they're using all these images that just jump around and flash and everything. And I'm like, I hadn't seen that. And I'm like, is this really where we're going? Or how did we come up with that mode?
Yeah, that's oftentimes a lack of strategy and an impulsive decision to just kind of get something out there and do something quickly. And I mean, you can learn from those. Sometimes you got to do it and learn from it before you can make it better, right? Going from 0 to 1 is often the hardest thing you'll do. So if it's the very first video you create, it's probably going to stink, right? There's no way getting around that.
Oh gosh, Mickey, don't tell me about it. Yeah, I told my boss, I said, you know, there's some videos that we did 7 years ago. I'm like, can I take those down? He says, oh, no. They're still getting views. I go, no, I don't want them to see that.
But that's okay. And I think understanding that, like, people typically, if they see a video like that and it does its purpose, they're going to look at other videos and they're going to see the progression of your business. And that's okay. Sometimes it humanizes, right? They'll see your growth and aspire to that kind of growth as well. It connects them to you, but sometimes it's a good laugh.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the only thing is that for me, because I do skills training, I have been going back, and there's a couple of them that I've learned better. So I take those down because I don't want somebody to see a wrong skill. And so those are the only ones that I'm just not going to leave them up there because they're not right anymore.
That's it. And you can update depending on what platform or what it is that you've created. So say it's a blog post where you're outlining steps to execute something. So it's a how-to. And all of a sudden time passes and the way you do something has changed. You've learned new information. You can update that blog post and just mark like, hey, we've learned. We've gotten better. Here's the updated date. And people appreciate that. They respect that. But if you leave something up that's inaccurate or untrue or no longer relevant, that's when you start to have challenges. That's kind of the question you want to ask yourself. Can this be updated to be more relevant, or does it just need to be removed because it's just not applicable anymore?
And I think what you just said there is something that was untrue. And I think this is where some of these folks are saying, I just don't want to mess with AI because I don't know if it's real. I had a person say, if it's on Wikipedia, just forget about it. It's not real.
Well, I mean, it's up to you to fact check. So all of the AI tools say this outright. They're not the expert and they can't tell if something is true or false. You as the expert in cleaning or whatever it is that your trade is, you have to fact check. Remember, it's an intern. AI is your intern. They don't know all of the things. And so it's your job to edit, revise, curate, and to make sure that whatever it's creating is factual. And that's on you.
Yeah. And I think that's a very good synopsis or word to use. I had thought of that one, but you're very right in that, is that it is up to us. We have to put the final stamp on it. I mean, it's what I do all the time anyway.
Exactly. And most of the time, the challenges that people have with AI is when they expect it to be the all-in-one encompassing solution, and they think it's going to create a done product. That's not the case. It's going to help you with ideation. It's going to help you with market research. It's going to help you build the baseline draft. But you really do have to commit to going in and fact-checking and editing and revising whatever it creates. If you skip that part, you're at risk.
But that's even true, Mickey, whenever you as an agency, your rock stars put together something and put it out, it's still the responsibility of the owner of the company or whoever put in final stamp to do that.
It's quality assurance, right? It's the reason why we have the little sheet in the bathroom to say who cleaned it last and what time and date, right? It's quality assurance. It's making sure that there are checkpoints so that everything that gets out to the public is true, accurate, and up to whatever standard that is. And so it is someone's job, whether it's yours or not, I don't know, but it is someone's job to make sure that whatever you create, whether it's with or without AI, it needs to be up to standard and true.
So you're doing a workshop on AI. What kind of questions do you get? I'm curious.
So many. A lot of them are kind of the tactical. One of the questions I got today that was really good is, it feels like when you're using AI, you need a marketing degree in order to just give it a prompt, in order to tell it what to do. How do I tell AI properly what I want it to do? And I was like, great question. I have a hack for you. And I can send this to you, Dave, on the side. What you do is you use a prompt generator prompt. And so you essentially tell ChatGPT, I want you to act as a prompt engineer, and I want you to take what I give you and make it better so that it's going to get me the best output. And I have like a copy and paste prompt that you can use, and you just at the very bottom of it say, here's what I want AI to do, give me a prompt, and it will generate it for you. And so there are some hacks that you can use just leveraging AI itself to make it better. So that was one. The second was the copyright. So if AI creates something for me, who owns the copyright? Well, if you leave it as is, ChatGPT, the owners of ChatGPT or whatever tool, they have it in their terms and conditions about the ownership. So for ChatGPT in particular, they own whatever the final product is. It's your job, again, to go in, craft, curate, make it your own, and then it's yours. For a tool like, for example, Content at Scale, which is another AI tool, in their terms and conditions, they outright say, you own the copyright of whatever you create. We are passing that on to you. So you need to read the terms and conditions of whatever AI tool you're using.
So even though with ChatGPT, I augment, I change, I add stuff and everything, the copyright's not mine after I've done that work?
after you've taken it and crafted it and edited it and revised it and made it your own, it's yours.
Okay.
But if you're just taking something straight out of ChatGPT, ultimately they could argue, well, that's ours.
Well,
I haven't seen any legal precedent about that. I'm not giving legal advice, but I have not seen any cases about that to this point. So,
but then again, as we're saying, folks, that's not what you should do. That's not what it's really intended to be doing.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just on you to read and recognize and make smart decisions for your business, whatever your risk tolerance or risk mitigation is.
Right.
Do what's best for you. But you got to read and understand what is happening when you do use AI, and that's on you to read the terms and conditions.
Well, now I like the first person's question and thought, because when I first started using them, I'm like, I have no idea what I'm supposed to tell it to do. Once I start figuring that out, then it would actually do. But then I still struggle sometimes. I go in, I'm getting better at it though.
Yeah, it can be tricky. One of the best places to find great prompts is LinkedIn. I tell you, in my feed, at least once a day, somebody posts a really great prompt. And what I've done is created a folder in my Google Docs or in my Google Drive where I just save all of the great prompts that I like and that have worked for me. So I can come back and repurpose them and reuse them. Because typically for most businesses, you're asking ChatGPT to do the same thing over and over and over again.
Right.
If it's writing social media posts or if it's creating XYZ. So once you get the right prompt, save it, keep it, and reuse it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, and the thing is the more often that you use it, the more it becomes a part of your head. So you start learning how to talk with your intern.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There are a few key things you can think of when you're going to prompt AI, your intern. So first and foremost, tell it its role. So act as you are a copywriter, you are a social media manager, you are a business development specialist, you are a sales rep, whatever you want them to be, tell them their role. And then you want to give it context. You're working for X company who serves X clients. You're working on X platform for this thing. Give it some context, some history, some information, and then you need to give it clear directions. That's step three. Do this in this way with this thing. Be as specific as you possibly can. And it probably will take a few times to get it down, but those are the three key things you want to remember. It's role, context, and then directions.
Okay, so that was two of the popular questions in an hour. I'm sure there was others.
Yeah, so today in particular, we were doing a workshop on how to use AI to create a lead magnet, so a bribe, a PDF that you use to get people's contact information. So there were a few questions around what makes a lead magnet good versus not good. And one of them is how quickly it can be consumed and how quickly someone can get the win. So we want to do one promise, one big promise, and then deliver on that one promise. The broader and more general it is, the more it sucks. And with tools like ChatGPT, they love broad. They love giving you fluff and jump and excess. And so one of the questions is, well, I can see that ChatGPT is giving me a ton of stuff to put in this PDF.
Right.
Like, is that really good? No. You're going to probably cut about 50% of whatever ChatGPT gives you to refine, to pull out the best of the best. It's on you to clean it up, to make it more consumable.
Yeah, and you're right. I've found that there's very few times that I will use all of the bullet points that they give. I'm like, but you know, I would have never thought about that one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or you know what? That's what was in my head. Now, how did it know what I wanted to say when I didn't know what I wanted to say?
Yeah, it's pretty funny. It's really great for ideation, for coming up with ideas. It's really great for research. One of the things we did today was create customer avatars for a business. So we gave ChatGPT the information about the business and then said, create 5 customer profiles that include these details. So what are the pain points? What do they want? What makes them buy, et cetera, before even getting started. And that helped us look at the different avatars or profiles that this company might have and choose one of those to create the lead magnet from. So that's another kind of tip that you can use.
So then, as we're talking about this intern and everything, how does that help your rock stars then move to the next point? I'm curious how you do that together.
So we use AI a ton, but typically it's for ideation. Brainstorming, blank page syndrome, we call it, can be really tough. We work with so many businesses and it's really hard not to replicate the same thing time and time again and to come up with new ideas. So we often ask ChatGPT to come up with new ideas or give us what other industries are doing, help us do some research just to kickstart the game there. The other thing we do is use it as a baseline draft writer, and then our expert writers will come in and refine and clean up. So we're able to deliver about 10 times faster than we were before and about 10 times more product or assets than we were before. So it speeds up the process significantly for us.
What is it not doing that you want it to?
Well, the final editing is a really big piece, and then the strategy. So we have our own framework, our own strategy that we follow. Every business is different. We take in a lot of customer information. We do a lot of kind of just discussions with the customer. So those key pieces can't really be done by AI.
Right.
So that's a big part. And then the last part is really the finishing, the quality assurance and control and customer service. So ChatGPT or no tool can really take away those pieces. And those are really big components of our business.
Well, isn't that where we put our personal stamp on whatever it is?
You got it. That's why we have customer success staff. So they are literally account managers who make sure that people are happy and feel communicated with, and they're doing quality assurance and checkpoints. And that's their whole job. And they do a better job of that because they know AI is ramping up the process.
I was looking because what I always do, and Mickey and I've talked about this before, is I always go to somebody's web page and I go to the bottom and I start looking at, so what's the new things that have hit the bottom? And I'm looking here. I've seen some new stuff here I hadn't seen before, Mickey.
Yeah, so we have some more refined packages. So we offer social media marketing, content marketing, and email, which we did before, but they're just a little bit more refined. And then if you scroll all the way to the bottom, we have a new freebie available. So if your LinkedIn profile stinks, if you just scroll up a little bit right there, we have an ebook that walks you through exactly how to clean up your LinkedIn profile to make it attract ideal clients. So that's our latest freebie.
So folks, my point here is the little nuggets that a lot of people miss because they want to hit the highlights. I always say, scroll to the bottom and find out what is really down there because that's the hidden nuggets. So,
yeah,
you know,
hey, there's a few extras too. If you keep scrolling down, then you'll see free resources in the bottom. So if you have a website, I highly recommend making a navigation in your footer. It's just good for user experience. It makes navigating through the site easier. And so what we've done is we've built out just like the typical pages. So explore, home, and about, our services. So it's easy to find, but then we have a bunch of free resources from articles to PDF workbooks that are all listed there as well. So that is something that you can do as with your business to make your website a little bit more easy to navigate.
So folks, you know, hey, as I said, my advice here is go and scroll down to the bottom of Mickey's, you know, website, down at the bottom, you'll find that. But, you know, I also said, I'm not sure. I got to tell you, the green helmet just caught me.
You're welcome. We do have a sense of humor.
And I think this is what's interesting is, you know, Mickey and I talked about this before, folks. And she said, we just take a whole bunch of pictures. We don't know how and when we're going to use them. I'm like, aha, I found one.
Yeah, we do a bunch of those. I have a Darth Vader helmet that's coming out in the next brand photo shoot. That's really fun. But yeah, we do quarterly photo shoots, which I recommend all brands do. And we actually have a guide on what kind of pictures and images and videos to take every month for all of your content that we give to all of our clients as well. And we recommend just constantly updating with good pictures. Stock images typically suck. Like, they take the emotion out of your website and your content. So whenever you can, use real images, and over time you're gonna curate a portfolio of images for your business that you can use.
Yeah, Mickey and I talked about this on one of our episodes, folks, you know, about stock photos versus what I call real life photos. You know,
and that's really me in a green halo helmet.
I can tell. I'm not sure what other pictures might have come out of that photo shoot, but maybe we don't want to know.
There's some good ones. There's definitely some good ones.
Oh, Mickey, it's always fun talking with you. I'm sure that the weather has changed just a little bit more for you. You've got some color going on up there now.
Snowing here, actually, as we speak.
Oh, my. Okay, well, I guess I was a little off on that, folks.
Yeah, it's officially winter. We hit daylight savings time. Sunsets at 4:30 p.m. And we have snow.
I'm
ready for a vacation.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, hey, we're always open down here in Florida. Come on down.
That's typically where we go for Christmas every year, is either Florida or the Bahamas. So I may see you.
Well, Mickey, it's been good chatting with you again today. I'm not sure how we're going to title this one. We've talked about all kinds of things like we normally do, but
yeah,
I think I'm just going to call it the modern intern.
Oh, I love that. Yes. Yeah. The intern, how to get an intern without having to pay for one.
I could probably add some other things to it, Mickey, but I'll kind of leave that alone.
Oh, awesome.
Anyway, folks, if you want to catch up with Mickey, here's her website. You can go there and find out all of that information that we talked about. excuse me. Not really much more to close the end of the show here. I mean, you know, it's just stay healthy. Don't let too much snow pile up there. And
that's it. Keep gloves and a scraper in the car.
Yeah, I quit doing that a while back. Thanks for joining us again, Mickey.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day.